While campaigning for governor in 2009, Creedeeds tweeted he was listening to the likes of Merle Haggard, U2, and Talking Heads. But now, while recovering at UVA Medical Center from stab wounds in an assault at his home, he can see what his friends and followers are listening to in his honor. It all started with Candace Bryan Abbey, a friend of the Deeds family.
A friend actually reminded me on social media that it was probably going to be very difficult for Cree and his family when they started looking at social media to see so many instances of his name linked with these just brutal headlines. And it really made me think that there needed to be something happy for them to see on social media.
Bryan Abbey tweeted she was listening to a little Jimmy Buffett to lift her spirits. That was then retweeted, and hashtag CreeTunes was born.
I hope it makes Cree smile a little bit and his family smile when they see it, because I think it's a fantastic way for people to just show that they love him and support him during what has got to be an unimaginably difficult time.
However, Bryan Abbey admits the show of support could be bittersweet.
I think that music is something that Cree loved, and he certainly shared that love of music with Gus. And hopefully that can be, one day can be a happy memory for him, that they shared that love for music.
Hashtag CreeTunes has been tweeted by the likes of Senator Tim Kaine, political commentator Paul Begala, and Donna Brazil, vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. The music selections also vary from Willie Nelson's Just Breathe to Neil Young's Heart of Gold. The Richmond Red Cross tweeted its employees were listening to James Taylor's You've Got a Friend. I'm Beverly Amsler.
It's winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you gotta do is call on me, and I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend.